All right, Rabbi Say, L'chaim. Yeah, person b'chvara shachsan. Really want to thank the Sar Mishpacha for hosting us. You know, the so right. So Chazal promised us Hatorah Choseres Alachsan Mishalom. Right. So if you know the it's already second time that the Sidemans have hosted a Lag Bomer, you know, Suda. Right. And not only that, it's the second time also that Yoni brought rib steaks. The two are connected. A bias and the tzela, because basil zu ishto, vayiben es hatzela, right. You need both of them to be a base, right. Because a house without food is nishkin bias, right. So, right. You need both of them to have a basis, right, a base. So vayiben es hatzela. You need a house to have it at, and you need the rib steaks, and together, right. And that's the kli. That's the kli. And the kli is supposed to hold the wine, the yain. That's, I want to thank you all for bringing the dunbar. Anyway, there's a unbelievable stira in Kisvei Ari Lagabe Lag BaOmer in the Kavonis. Right, so, and we'll talk about what they have in common in just a few seconds. But talking about the Inyan of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer.
Someone taping, by the way.
Yes, I'm taping. Okay. So Lagabe the. What does Rashbi have to do with Lag BaOmer? On that day, both in Klali, the Talmid Akiva stopped dying. For reasons that we're going to explain, we'll bring from the Kisvei Ari and we'll try to decipher it. So it says over here in the Kavonis that Ubefraki Rashbi, who Michamisha Talmidim Hagdon Shav Akiva, he's from the five Talmidim Rabbi Seir Shabadorim that endured. That are the ones that that they're part of the simcha of theirs. They're stopped dying. He's from the ones that survived. L'chein zman simchas b'yom lag ba'omer fi ma shebi'arnu leo b'inyan yom lag ba'omer. Because yom lag, which was discussed, where the misa stopped for reasons. So he's from those that survived, and that's why lag ba'omer.
He was maimed a new talmidim.
Right. So Chamish Talmidim Gdolim, right? So because Rabbi Akiva had two phases in life. He had Talmidim Ketanim, and those are the ones who died, and the Talmidim Gdolim. He saw Talmidim Gdolim, and Lag BaOmer was the cutoff point, where they stopped dying. The Pshat is started the era of the Talmidim Gdolim, of which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was one of them. That's what he writes in the Kavonis. In the Pri Eitz Chaim, another nusach of Kavonis of the Ari.
Stopped dying because they were all dead, right?
Well, no, because no one further died.
So 24,000 Talmidim died.
It's not by the Simcha. There was no slot.
Kedai Reb Shimon Smochla B'Shas Atchak. Right, as I was saying, so you could be so much on Reb Shimon, the calories can't hurt you on his day. Right. Anyway, that's we'll talk about that. We'll answer that kasha of how Lag BaOmer brings in a new era that facilitates the Talmidim Gedolim. But look away in the Pri Eitz Chaim, which is another version of the Kavonos of the Ari. He says like this, that the Vatam Shemes Rashbi Biyom Lag Baomer, Kiumi Tamil Rukiva Shemesu Besfira Soimer.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Not good.
Right. Mashvaker, meaning even though it may have happened years later, but he had to die during Yemei HaSfira. He's Mitalmide Rabbi Akiva Shemesu B'Sfira Soimer. Right? But of course, aside
from... He died in the same school for God,
died later. He had to die. He had to die in Yemei HaOmer.
That's the time.
Much later.
So what the sphere is, how is he called Talmidei Gedolim in this one? Ketanim or?
Yeah, so yeah, it's like Kilu, he's Bechlal, the Talmidim that were Mesim, you know, even though, no, there are Midrashim that say it didn't happen all in 1 year, but Perek Echad means it happens seasonally every year.
Oh,
I mean, there are those who say that, and that's what he seems to be saying. The Ari seems to be saying that. That was the, during that time of year, it was a bad time. You know, the Mashal Ma Dover Daima by the Mesei Midbar, right, they had to dig their kvarim every year on Tisha B'Av, right? And Simcha Tubav, they didn't realize that they thought maybe they were Toa until the moon was full, and that's the Simcha Tubav. Right, they died every year on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, they had to dig their kvarim. Lefi, what's written over here in the Pri Eitz Chaim, Omer was, the Tamir Kiyo knew they were toast during this Tkufa, and it caught up to Rashbi. It caught up to him, eventually.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's other Kisvei Ari. And that's the first Lashon that we read. It's a stira. But yeah, I said, he died b'Yemei Omer because he's Bechlal Tamini Rabbi Akiva Shemesu. No, but that's the first version. Okay, but in Pri Eitz Chaim, statement before she died. And why? Because Tamini Rabbi Akiva died during Yemei Omer. But it's a stira. First he says he's Bechlal the Talmidei Magdon, the Rabbi Simcha B'Dorim, right, that we're Niskayim, and it's and Lag B'Omer is Yom Simchaso, like Hashi pointed out. Not Lav Dafka, he died there. It's Yom Simchaso, because as we're going to explain, like there was a shift in the Hanhaga that facilitated the next, set of Talmidim that, but in Pri Eitz Chaim says he died on Lag B'Omer because he's Talmid Rav Akiva died during Yemei Omer, right? He goofa. So what's the simcha? Because in the same place over here, in Pri Eitz Chaim, it also brings the same. There's written kavanos that the Ari went and it was a Yom Simcha, and one guy, Rabbi Avraham Alevi, said Nachem, and the Ari walked over to him and said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told me that because he said Nachem on the day of his simcha, you're going to need nechama soon, and his son died. It's pretty stayed in Pri Eitz Chaim just the same way, right. So, what's the pshat? Now we're going to be miyash of the stira in the Kisvei Ari. But also, lefid the derech of the Pri Eitz Chaim, that he's bechlal tamidei Rabbi Akiva shemesu b'yemei ha'omer. Right? So, what's the simcha? Right?
Well, Lag B'Omer, they stopped dying, I thought. He died on Lag B'Omer.
Ooh! So give me the kisvei
hakavod. Okay,
good to see
you.
All right. Now we only got past the first kasha.
You answered all the questions that the girls.
It's good stuff. Yeah, the covered Rashbi. Covered Rashbi, eat something. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The last word Rashbi said in the Idra. Last word he said, last words that came out of his mouth, was Chaim.
L'chaim or Chaim?
Chaim.
L'chaim.
He said Chaim.
L'chaim.
True life, true life.
All right, we'll talk about that today. All right. Yoni brought the steaks. So to understand, we resolve this stira in Kisvei Ari, that Mar Chodov Lo Pligi, whether Rashbi was from the Talmidei Rav Akiva Shemesu, B'Yemei Omer, right, that's why it's Yortzaz Lag B'Omer, or whether it's Fakir, it's just Yom HaSimcha, because he's from the Talmidim that didn't die. Right? Yeah, that was the kasha we had. Right, to understand, the kesher that there is, between the Yemei Omer and Talmidei Rav Akiva, generally speaking, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closed the accounts with them. He audited them during the Yemei Omer. That he took them to task. Al shelo nagu kavod zeh la zeh. Right, what is the inyan of the Yemea Omer, and it has to do with Rabbi Akiva. And you see that something about Yemea Omer that wasn't germane, dafka, to the door that came out of Mitzrayim. Like the Midrashim said, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, when are we going to get this Torah thing? That, you know, Tavno Kim Al Harazah, the Sof Chamishim Yon. And they started counting. You see, we count Sfira every single day, and the Yemea Omer, you know, by the days of Rabbi Akiva, is a whole 1,000 years after Matan Torah. So, you know, to understand this, you know, we have to understand, you know, what it says elsewhere in Kisvari. I mean, it doesn't say black and white, but the Sfor Makdoshim derives that the Ari seems to hold that if a person is Nizher in all his actions during Yemei Omer, he has nothing to worry about by the din of Rosh Hashanah. Right? His life is ensured that if he knows he didn't do a chet during Yemei Omer, right, his life for that year is guaranteed. Right? And that is the derived, right? So they say that the Ikar Makor for this is really from the Sefer Chemdas Hayomim, Sefer HaKodesh V'Anor, right? Sefer Chemdas Hayomim, right? And he says over there, like this, right? That the 7 weeks of the Omer is a microcosm of, you know, first of all, a person's life, that an average lifespan. Biblically, is Yemesha 770 Shana, so 7 weeks connected to 70 years of a person's life, and that in the macro is Shita Alfe Shnin Have Alma V'Chad Choruf. Right, Olam Hazeh has 6,000 years of activity, and the seventh millennium, everything is laid desolate, and then Ulsof Elav Shar Koshu Chozer Mecharish Olamo. Right, but that begins Olam Haba, the eighth millennium. Right, Olam Hazeh is, you know, is 6,000 years of activity, Chad Choruf, and it's connected to 6 days of the week, and Yom HaShabbos, where everything ceases. It's connected to Chad Choruf. Everything stops.
The seventh millennium is not connected to Olam Haba, it's the eighth millennium?
It's the eighth millennium.
So why does Yom Shukul HaShabbos should be the seventh millennium?
No, but that's what it means. You know, it means from the seventh and beyond. You know, because everything in Olam Hazeh has stopped. It's not going to resume in the eighth. It doesn't resume. Oh, you don't go back to work in the eighth. Right? Right? Yeah, b'zeh asapecha tocha lechem, it's over. Right? And that never happens again. Never happens again.
Mashiach comes anytime
between
6,000 and 7,000.
That's before right. Before 6,000. Before 6,000. 7,000, that's laid between 6,000. In the seventh millennium, itself, you know, everything's laid desolate. We're now in the sixth millennium.
That's come before this. It's
pretty far into the sixth millennium.
Yeah. Okay.
So they say, if you look at some of the time, it's supposed to be in the next 32 years or something.
What?
Mashiach.
Why? I mean, how have I?
But the time frame. I don't myself know right now, but I've read it where it's supposed to be sometime in the next.
What?
Time is off, right? So it's either 32
or
you
have to have 11 Persian kings in 2 years.
Haya Yafel Lo Hashtika. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
No, that was the discrepancy between the Persian calendar and our calendar.
That's all accepting the secular dating is correct in 586 BCE.
Chazal purposely did it.
I know, but that's so far fetched.
No. Yeah. Oh, for Lapume. Whatever. Yeah. Rabbi Losa Minadumim. You know, De Rossi.
Isaiah De Rossi.
Right. Minadumim.
I said, who?
What? Yeah, Maral says, you know, Maral told him to get. Yeah. The whole barrel calls. Can I get that? Morning on. Etc. Khan. All right, so the divorce. So let's say, imagine what would have been if Am Yisrael wouldn't have been choteh ba'egel. So they go through the 7 days of the Omer, right? And then Yisrael shomdu ar sinai paskazu masan, because the end of the 7 weeks of the Omer, as you always, shtei din kisvei ari, it's mamish to be metaken the 7 meters that broke. Kaidu, it was a shvir sakelim. Everything, all the tikkunim that were struggling to do right, and were struggling against evil. Right, because where did evil come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hashem does not do evil, but the pasuk says Yotzer Baruch Choshech Oseh Shalom Ubore Ra. It's not Oseh Ra, but it's Bore Ra. Right, so as you say, that's in Zohar already. But the Ari is Mefarish that HaKadosh Baruch is Bone Olamas. Like Medrash Rabba also says Bone Olamas Umachrivan. No, the Ra is because this world is built out of Shivrei Kelim. And that's where the Ra comes from. There's deficiencies in the Bria that we have to struggle against and we have to fix. And there's 7 meters that broke, so the 7 weeks of the Omer are connected to 7 meters that fell. Right? So in plan A of what was supposed to be is that we come to Matan Torah, after we're metaken the 7 meters, and we have complete Kalim, we fixed the Kalim, and now the Torah, we have Kalim to hold. It's not Boros Nishbar Mashelo Echilo Maim. We have Kalim to hold the Or Torah, and then we're fixed, right? Besod Yisrael Shom Do Har Sinai Paska Zuha Masan, right? We're fixed, and then what would have been next step? You go to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Shivas Ha'amamin, stated in Allah's Svarim, that the Shivas Ha'amamin are connected to the 7 meters that need fixing. But with the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, we would fix the cosmic 7 meters. So first, it would be fixed in us by Matan Torah, that the Torah would be Chal on all the 7 meters that need fixing, because we fixed in Yimei Omer, and then we have to fix it cosmically, and that's the conquest, Kibush Ha'aretz, right? Of where conquest, the Eretz Shiva Sa'amamin, that are connected to these, and with that we fix it cosmically, and that's the Gemar, and that's the Tikkun HaShalem. Right? And that's why, that's the side of the whole world gets involved with Eretz Yisrael. Because anyone who controls that, because that's point center. If you control that piece of land, you control the whole world. That's the central hub. All the energies are concentrated there. And if we're metakin Eretz Shiva Samim, we're metakin the 7 meters that are called Teva, and we fix the whole world. Right? So that was the original plan. First we'll be metakin our Kalim, and then be Mekabel or Torah on our Kalim. And then when we're Kovish, Kibush Oros, Eretz Shiva Samim, we bring the Ora Torah on the cosmic Kalim. Done. Right? And it's only because of the failure of Chet Ego that we now need a whole nother Marechet of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the whole... Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not from the Gimel Regalim. In any place where it addresses the Gimel Regalim, they're not mentioned. In Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas, it talks about all Yom Tovim they're mentioned, but in Parshas Mishpatim, Kisisa, Re'eh, not mentioned. They're not from the Gimel Regalim. They weren't meant to be. They're coming as the patch-up job because of how we failed, right? So that's what it says in Svarim, that really every year on during Yemei Omer, we have a chance to do it according to plan A, somewhat, right? Fix your Kalim now, right? And then the Ora Torah is Chal on these Kalim, right? And then you're Muftach, you're not going to sin for the rest of the year. And you don't have to worry about the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is that's the cleanup for someone, for not holding the kochos of that tikkun, right? But this is Nisora every year during these 7 weeks, right? Is an opportunity, right? Yes, go ahead.
I'm just thinking that because if everything had gone to plan A, we would have been in Eretz Yisrael like
with Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Das or Torah would be Chal on all the 7 meters, and the whole world would have been fixed.
But what about the idea that everything happens for a reason,
good.
We would have had no mana, would have had no opportunity to really put our faith in the Bichon and Emunah and Hashem, because we'd have been there. There would have been no real, we were out in the desert really saying, we've got nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that really instilled faith and trust and everything that we even have today.
That was plan B.
We wouldn't have needed that installation.
So we wouldn't have needed it, really? So then...
Yeah, we wouldn't have needed it. But the question is, but every year, Omer makes a comeback. Omer makes a comeback, and we have to try to fit our current situation into the Omer framework. Right, we have to... Right? So now, the Inyan... Right? So now, Kayadua, in Kisvei Ari, the... Right. The you know, when the kalim broke, everything needs fixing. So what fell also was shin chof nitzotzis, right? 320 nitzotzis, right? Fell also, right? The you know, that is for each one of the 7 meters was, you know, it was a gam in the odom. Odom is gematria 45. 7 times 45 is equal to 315. And then there's the five gvuras, you know, the five, you know, they're five roots of all these dinim, right? The gematria shach, you know, 320. So it's omer, if you spell it mole, ayin vav mem resh, right? Plus the four letters, right, is gematria 320, right? That during the Yemei Omer, we were meant to fix all the 7 meters that fell and all the nitzotzis that fell with them, right? To elevate them all, to bring them all back, right? Now, you know, so it also says in Kisvei Ari that's what it says in Gabri Kavarov, that's much to bring back all the 7, that's plan A, that we're going to fix all the meters and then Or HaTorah, then the Kalim will be complete and the Or HaTorah could fill these Kalim and first it will be us and then we conquer the world and we bring it to the rest of the world. So now, you know, so make a cheshbon like this, right, that the, you know, that this shtey in Kisvei Ari, that of these 320 nitzotzis, there is 288, rapach nitzotzim, 288, that have already found their tikkun, right, that they're incorporated, you know, within the setup of the world, besod v'ruach elokim, Merachefes al pnei amayim, merachefes resh peches is between the osius mace, merachefes, right? That these meters died, but then we have the 288 nitzotzim, merachefes between the osius mace, resh peches, right? We have these, you know, nitzotzis that are, you know, that give chias to these meters that died that need to be, you know, brought back through our avoda, right? So out of the 320. Right, these 320 out of these nitzotzis have been, out of the 320, 288 have been incorporated. And he says it's, you know, this state in Al Kisvei Ari, and Ramchal brings us, that this is besoid havla the garmi. Chazal tell us that when a body dies, the Or HaNeshama leaves, but doesn't leave totally. It leaves behind what's called havla the garmi, right? The heat of the bones, right? And that's the nitzotzis of the neshama that's still left in the guf. And that's what keeps the guf, you know, there, that it could be reanimated by Tchias HaMesim. So when the neshama leaves, the guf doesn't leave totally, it leaves behind, right? It leaves behind Havagami, and this Havagami is besod Ruach HaKim Mirachefes Reish Peches between the Osis Mace, right? It gives us, you know, like, that's the Kedusha that's with us, Ani Hashem HaShochen Itam B'toch Tumasa. Hashem is with us even when we're Tamei, right? Even in death, right? HaKadosh Baruch Gam Ki Elech Begay tzal moves lo irora ki ato imadi. Those are the tzotzis that had their tikkun, right? So resh peches, what's missing from the shinachof? 32. And that's the side. Now this point, you know, this is shtey nari, that those 32 are the koitzim, the thorns that we just can't fix. Those have to be weeded out. The gardener has yovo bala kerem, right? And viakor sa koitzim in a kerem, right? Like they told Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, no, let him take uproot the weeds, right? So these are the kotzim that need to be taken out, the 32. This is what you take. Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to fix those last 32, right? We can't fix them ourselves. This is the, so now even though this part that I'm saying is my own, it's not Mefurshin the Kisrei, but I think the Kisrei pointed us this way. The first 32 days of the Yom, so we said Omer's Gematria, Shin Chaf, right? All these, that's, we're fixing everything. Right? And during the Yemei HaOmer, we spelled Mole with the four Isis, Shin Chof, the first 32, right? Those are connected to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that couldn't be fixed, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to fix them. Those are the first 32 days. Those, the Lamed Beis, the Lev HaEven, that Rebbe Baruch says, there's Vasati Lev HaEven, Mirkelchem, Vatenachem Lev Basar, those are the first 32 days of the Omer. Are connected these 32 Nitzotzis that we can't fix, but Rabbi Akiva tried to fix them. Rabbi Akiva tried to fix everybody, right? So it says, you know, it says Gemara at the end of Soita that Mishemes Rabbi Akiva bottle covered Atera, right? So Rashi explains over there, which I covered at Torah, because he was Dorish al kol koitz v'koitz, tile v'tile tilim shel halachas. V'kal v'choimer, says Rashi, she'a Dorish chaser zers laharos shein shum dover levatola batera. He darsh on every, you know, all the tagim, right? Koitzim. Koitzim. He darsh it on the koitzim, right? To show, and kal v'choimer chaser, shein shum dover levatola batera. Right, Rabbi Kiva was all about, right, trying to show everything is connected. Everything's connected. Because that's the end of the first 30 days, oh, everything's connected. How, when we count the Omer, someone told me it's before that Rav Chaim Kanievsky gave a psak. What if a person says, Hayom, Hayom, Ash, you say, Hayom, Yom, Revi'i, not Arba Yom, Hayom, Yom, Revi'i, La Omer, fourth day, Ayoyotzer or not. Someone told me, he said he saw that someone sucker with Chaim Kieske, you're not Yotze, you can count again with a bracha. You have to say Arba Yomim. In Omer, we're adding up. Mapitom. It's not fourth. It's not, we're not counting a series. We're counting, it's not a serial number. It's an amount. It's a schum. Right? Arba Yomim. Right? We're adding everything in. Everything in. Everything gets added. Everything gets, you know, mitzuruf. Right? Because we come to Matan Torah, we want to bring everything. We want to bring everything. Besides, Vavram Zokin, Bo Bayomim. He brings all his days to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You bring it all. Right? You know, so, is there a Rechaim Kieske? Psak. You say Yom Revi'i, you count again with a bracha. It's not.
What's his raya for that?
What?
Does he have a raya?
Rechaim Kieske doesn't need a raya. Eralein is. Eralein is the Makor. That's the point. It's a total, and that's how we count. It's nischa
sfir. You're counting up. So
well, we're making. We're adding it. Our boy Yom. It's a tziruf.
You
say fourth.
Counting up is an
incremental. You say fourth. You're not Yotze.
Okay.
Fourth.
Say shama count.
What?
How did they shama count? He mentioned shama.
Yeah.
Right? Did he count down? Right. Yeah. Right. No Purim.
There's
no Purim here.
Right.
One
time.
Right. The whole Indian of Rabbi Akiva. So it's a bottle cover Torah shed because he showed she ain't shum dover levatola batera. Right, that's Lashon Rashi on Batal Kavod HaTorah. Right, that Rabbi Akiva's whole Indian show that yo, everything's in, everything's apart, and that's the soid. Yeah, he was Dorish Tileter Akol Koitz VeKoitz. Right, the Koitzim. He wants to save even the Koitzim, even the thorns. They have to be uprooted. It right, and that's the Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shrosan Nishmascha BeEchod. The difference Echod. Right. Oh, now what's between, you know, what's the opposite of Echod? Acher. Acher. And what's the difference in gematria between echod and acher? Koitz. Right? Koitz. And right? And that's the soy. Oh, very good. That's the state in Svarim. Koitz v'dardar tatzmiacha. Because of the koitzim, you're going to have dardar. You mean you're going to go from dawit of echod to resh of acher. Right? Because of the koitzim. Because of the koitzim. But he was dorish al ko koitz v'koitz. He wanted to bring everything in. He wanted to bring everything in. Right? That ain't shum davar vatol batara, and that's the end of the Emea Omer. Right? He was. What? No, so no, he was wrong. You could. Me and you can't, but Rabbi Akiva tried. He tried. He tried. No, but he failed because every rotson
dog.
Every thorn, literally every pin and pin, you know, but it means, but also means thorn.
Thorn and thistle.
Yeah, it means the. Right.
It
was Dorish al kol koitz v'koitz, tila tila v'alochas. He tried to save everybody. Just like in his Derech in Learning, you want to show Ein Shum Davar Levatol Batera. Right? It's also cosmically.
Because he was the ultimate boss.
Exactly. Exactly. No, so I get that. Because that's, you know, if you think about it, Omer and Shavuos are opposites. Right? Omer is mitata le'ela. We're trying to raise ourselves up. Shavuos is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down. And that scene of the Yemei HaGbola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Ad Kan Tavo, you try to raise yourself up, but you stop here, and from this point onwards, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Now that's just between Moshe and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Moshe brings the Torah down from Shemaim to Oretz. Right? Rabbi Akiva tries to raise things up. Right? So in the Omer, we try to raise things up, and then comes the Hagbola. Stop here. Now it's time for me to bring things down. Right? But Rabbi Akiva's whole inyan was to go from the Okev, Akiva, Akev, right? To raise things up from the heel. And that stayed in Kisvei Ari, that you know, that by already by the Chet, where it says, Kotz V'Darat Tosiach, so Hu Yeshuv Charosh, V'Ata Teshufenu Okev. He says, Yaakov Avinu, also Akev, but he, when he creamed the Malach of Esav, he got the name Yisrael, right? In potential, then was game Lemaisa by Betel, right? He went from Akev to being Yisrael, Li Rosh, right? Lashon Sar, Choshev, Rabbi Akiva stayed at the heels. And that's why Shtein in Kisvei Ari, in Rabbi Akiva, was Makuyim Vata Teshufenu Akev, that Rome, it's from Edom, you know, which is the nation of the Nachash, they got him. They killed him. Right? But Rabbi Akiva's down at the Akev. Okev is, also says in the Jewish on the Ari for Lag Bomer, Okev is two times Elohim. Add Elohim plus Elohim, it's equal to Okev, right? Because he's the Shorosh of Das, as Chasarim and Gvoros, but they're both Besod Elohim. Two times Elohim, right, is Okev. Rabbi Akiva's at the heels, and he wants to raise the heels up. And that's what Yara pointed out. He was a Baal Tshuva. He raised himself up, right? Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down. And that's just between Omer and Shavuos, right? Omer, right, we try to raise up the Kalim, right? Shavuos, the Ora Torah comes down. And that's the side of why we don't count the 50th day. 50th day, it says Tishbu Chavishimah, we only count 49, right? Because the 50th day, the opposite happens. All 49 days, we're trying to, build the Kalim and be, close the gaps, add them up, bring them up, close ranks. Right? But on the 50th day, you don't go up. Torah comes down. Right? And that's why the 50th day is not part of the Omer. It's part of the process, but it's not part of the Omer. Right? And that's the day of Moshe Rabbeinu. That comes Moshe Rabbeinu, he brings it down to Oretz. Right?
But the measures between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva.
So that's the whole thing. That Moshe Rabbeinu appreciates what Rabbi Akiva does. Right? That Rabbi Akiva takes all these Tilei Timbalachs and he hangs them on the Kitzin. Right? That means that he connects things. He connects things. And things that are seemingly extraneous, he brings them in. He brings them in. And davar levatol b'Torah. He connects everything. Right? He brings everything up. He connects everything. He helps find the connection of everything. And that's what it says. That the Gemara says in the Chelek, then Rabbi Akiva, when he wasn't Malamed Tzchus on the Dor Midbar, he said, Rabbi Akiva's Shita is Dor Midbar, they're not Omed Ledin, they're not going to come Letchia, they don't get up Lossi Lovo. So says Rabbi Achana, Shavke Rabbi Akiva L'chassiduse. Right, he has abandoned his Chassidus. So the Gemara explains there, what's his Chassidus? Because he was always Malamed Tzchus on Yidin. He was almost Malamed Tzchus, and all of a sudden he stopped. He abandoned his Chassidus. Right? The Kaidu, Rav Chaim Vital writes, it's between a Tzaddik and a Chassid. Is that a tzaddik has bad midas, he's just mizgaber. A chassid has fixed all his midas. Rabbi Akiva wanted to fix everybody and fix everything. So why did he stop by Dor Midbar? Shavke l'chassiduse, right? But he was supposed to, though, if he is, his chassidus, he should have continued and been found a way to him alam et tzchus on the Dor Midbar like the other man d'omrim. Right? Right? And that's the union that, Omer, chasser, it also stayed in Kisvei Ari, is gematria yakar. Yakar, right? Dear, right? Now the Oisius Yakar is also Oisius Keri, right? Now what's Keri? Keri says like Chasrom Levatola. Yakar says dear, right? Haben Yakir Li Ephraim. I don't take my mind off it. It's connected. Kimidei Dabri Bo Zohar Eskareno. It's connection. Yakar is that it's Chashivas. My mind is on it. Keri is that it's disconnected, right? That's all you know of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was holy in of v'chol state in v'chol yakar ra'asa eno zu Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav dvarim shel niglu Rabbi Akiva Moshe Ben niglu Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav v'chol yakar ra'asa eno, right? He's there, the opposite of Keri. to find everything should be dear, everything should be connected, everything should be kill levatola, right? The heper, and that's the Kavanah Torah of Rabbi Akiva. So that's the thing of Rabbi Akiva is that the Yemei Omer connected Rabbi Akiva, trying to find, you know, he's tried to connect everything, and when he sees something bad, so the other Chachamim, they, you know, they cry and he laughs, you know, and he asks, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? Now, what do you mean? Im lo over etzono kach, kach lo, you know, lo se etzono achas kam v'kama. Or, tola nevuasa she'uria bischaria, right? And actually, iskaima uria, the nevu of this one, you can't have a kuna. He always sees how everything is mitztaref l'tayva. And that's the end of the Yemei Omer, right? Of raising things up, right? In preparation being makaba or Torah, right? Bringing things up from the okay, right? And that's why the Torah Shabbat Peh that we have, right, that he gave us, all his Talmidim, Rosh Hashanah gave us, right, is beside, you know, that will last, you know, until Seif HaDeres, right? And that's the Lashon of Chazal, that Rosh Rabbeinu asked, what are the Kaitzim for? What are the Kaitzim for? Shai is beseif kama Doris, Lashon of Chazal, beseif kama Doris, at the end, right? And the end of Doris is called Ikvasa de Meshicha. And that's what Rabbi Akiva's there for. Rabbi Akiva, they're beside Omer to connect everything. Bring everything up. Keep even the last and the bottom thing connected. Right? So now, so listen to this. So it says in the Kisvei Ari like this, that the days of the Omer Yemei Adin, and you know, and Yemei Adin is a time of, you know, pilpul, you know, and, you know, we say, Im kabo in the kabo vim ledin yesh tshuva. Right? Pilpul is called din. Right? And that's, you know, Kiva was like a master of that. Because he's mamish there as a countermeasure to all the dinim takifim that there are, right? And Yemei Omer, Yemei Adinim, because on Pesach we got a freebie, you know, even though halal levdazar, love the levdazar, right? Of course, it took us out anyway. And the Shvi Shel Pesach that's in Yemei Omer, so it was a kitruk, you know, by the yam. Why was there a kitruk on the first day? First day of Pesach is a freebie. You know, we start counting Mimochras HaShabbos. The next day, now we're on. Now, right, exactly, correct. Now, it was a freebie. Yemei Omer starts with Mimochras HaShabbos. That's why by Shvi Shabbos, that's with Yemei Omer. You know, it was a kitruk. I love the Avazar. Right? That the Yemei Omer are Zman of Din, which is the shame Elokim. So it says in Kisvei Ari, in all the Nusachos, that on Lag BaOmer, the Tziruf changes. Right? That, you know, you have the word Elokim, right? Which is Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. So leave the first letter and the last letter intact, Aleph and Mem. The three middle letters shift, right? The Lamed becomes, everything shifts up to one letter before. The Lamed becomes a Chaf, right? Right. The Hey becomes a Dalet, and Yud becomes a Tes. These three letters, right? You know, the Chaf, the Dalet, and the Tes, Gematria, Lag, 33. Right? I'm sorry, Chan Yari, is that correct? Chaf, Dalet, and Tes, 33. Right? And then with the Aleph and the Mem that we left intact, Gematria, Ayin Dalet, 74. And he says, beside Gal, Aid. Gal, Aid. Right? You know, the middle letters shifted to become Gematria, Gal, and then the whole thing together now is Gematria, Aid. Gal Eid, and he says, and this is the famous Ari, this is the Makor Ari, that the Gal that Yaakov made between him and Lavan is a remes to Lag BaOmer, the Gal Eid. So to say, the Gal, the Oisis Emtzaios, right? And, you know, but you take the beginning and the end, right? It's Gematria Eid, right? So it says in Kisvei Ari, right, that Eid is Bina. Right, because these days now are going to take us all the way to Bina, which is the 50th, Nun Share Bina, and that's Shavuos. Shavuos, we break out of the Midas. Mida is Gematria 49, Mem Dalet Hey. We reach Bina, we break out of Midas, now we're in Moichin, now we're in intelligence. We're out of Midas, right? We fixed all the Midas. Right? The middle letters, you know, is Gematria Lamed Gimel. So what's the Inyan? Right, so aside from the fact that he says that once you shift the letters, it turns from din to rachamim, right? But you know, it becomes gal and aid, right? Gal is the middle letters, and then the whole gematria is aid, gal aid. Right? And what does that have to do with the wall that, you know, Yaakov built between him and Lavan? Right? So, what did Yaakov say to Lavan? It's l'ra. We don't pass. This is the border between us. We don't pass l'ra. So Rav Zevin makes the idea that l'ra we don't pass, but we do pass l'toiva. Right? We're allowed to, let's say, import or export. We're allowed to do commerce, let's say. As an example. Right? But what it means, l'gabenu, right, is that on this day, the dinim takifim of the first 32 days, these are the kitzim that we can't fix, or Rabbi Kiva tried to fix. And we're meant to try to fix, even if we can't succeed. Right? On this day, it shifts, and it goes from dinim to rachamim. And that's why you take the whole thing, the gematria of the whole thing, the gal and the aid, the middle letters that shifted, and then the two letters that are on the extremes, referring to where the Omer starts and where the Omer ends. That means that the middle point is the connector, right? There's a barrier between the dinim koshim and how things got more lax, right? That now the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva could survive from this point and onwards. Now he could start again. It's called the dinim got sweetened from this point and onwards, right? But that gal is only, we only separate the two phases, l'ra. But l'toiva, yeah. Because how do we count the Omer? We say, ayom shalosh v'shloshim yom. We count all the days together. L'toiva, it is mitzdarif. We want to fix everything. We want to fix everything. We want to pull everything together. So now, we're going full circle now. I mentioned in the past, and I put in last week's parsha sheet, right, what I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapira. They told us in Shir once that he was Moida, Hodas Baldin, unless it's Enodam Mesim Atzma Russia, I don't know. Okay? So he was reading Hatzofeh. You know what Hatzofeh is? Mizrahi paper. He was reading Hatzofeh many years ago, many years ago. And I heard this a long time ago. He said it was many years before it. He was reading Hatzofeh. And then he turned to some Rebbe, some guy, Steinberger, who was a Rebbe in Yeshiva Rakoto. He said, "En kaze Mizrachistim ayom." Right? He says, I'm all the Mizrachistim. He was trying to justify. He read it, that in the Hatzofeh, they also had the back, like any newspaper, they had classifieds. Right? And he read, he's reading the classifieds. It was a big, Hashavas Aveda. Right? Hashavas Aveda. So he reads reads in the box, and the person who's the Baal Aveda, tells his story. I guess this must have been, in the early years of, the Medina. And the person says, I'm a European, I'm a Davinsker. I was by the Rogachover on Lag BaOmer. And I asked the Rogachover, what is the meaning of Lag BaOmer? And the Rogachover showed me, demonstrated from a Yerushalmi, that the Aliyah L'Rego for Shavuos start on Lag BaOmer. He proved it to me from a Yerushalmi, and I was so nishtomim from the Gons of the Rogachover, I didn't pay attention to where the Yerushalmi is. Does anyone know where this Yerushalmi is? Right? And he turned to this guy, as Amoldika Mizrachistim. Right? Yeah. Right? Wow. Right? Rav Moshe himself did not know where the Yerushalmi is, but he told us the story. Hashar Saved, does anyone know? That's what he lost. He lost his Yerushalmi. Does anyone know where this Yerushalmi is? Right? That the Pshar is that in Lag BaOmer you start feeling the aura of Shavuos. So like we explained, the aura of Shavuos is the hefach of the koach of the Omer. Koach of the Omer, which is dinim, takifim, is to go against the Ra, try to contend with it, try to subdue with it, and try to save whatever you can save. So it's mitata leila. Shavuos is me'ela latata. Moshe Kibbol Tarmi Sinai brings it down from Shemayim to Oretz. Right? So on Lag BaOmer is the bridge between the two. Right? You feel the influence of Shavuos, which is mitata le'ela, mi'ela le'tata, and it's also during Yemei Omer where it's mitata le'ela. Right? The two meet on Lag BaOmer. Right? The koach of the Omer and the koach of Shavuos meet there. Right? And that's the end of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The state, it says in the Ramchal and the Adir Bamorim, the pasuk says, Alisa Morom, Shavisa Shevi, Lekachach Matanos Ba'odom. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that Chazal, I believe Tehillim, and Chazal Darshan Moshe Rabbeinu, Olisa Morom, Lakachs Matanos Ba'odam. So in the Gemara, Darshan Shavitza Shevi, is that you were able to answer all the tainus of the Malachim. Lakachs Matanos Ba'odam, after that, all the Malachim all gave Moshe Rabbeinu a soid. And even the Malachim Moss gave him a sign and told him that the Keteris stops the Magefa, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to instruct Aaron to bring Keteris to stop the Magefa by Korach, right? Right? So that's Lakachas Matas Bar. What's Shavisa Shevi? Right? So you would think it just means he knew how to answer them up. Right? So it says in Ramchal, in the Adi Bamar, Shavisa Shevi is Rashi Tos Shimon Bar Yochai. When Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says this, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, what he captured from him was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What's Shevi? Right? A Matana, right? The Nosan gives it to the Makabel. So there's the up and there's the down, the Nosan on top, the Makabel on the bottom, and there's a flow of energy. It goes from top to bottom. Shevi is that something that belongs on top has been captured and has been taken down. You took captives. Something that belongs at the, you changed the seder of things. Something that belongs on top has been, you know, has been captured and been brought down. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is this Indian. Right? Rabbi Kiva tries to, you know, strive up, and that's why he wanted, you know, in his upward mobility, he says, Moser Yovel Lari Kaima, when he finally had was Zohar to be Moser Nefesh and the Daya Kirish Hashem, right? You know, Kol Yomai Nitzta'arti, and I was just waiting for this moment, just waiting. He just wants to go from bottom up. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu goes, you know, top down. He brings Torah L'Oretz. Shimon Bar Yochai, during the Yemei Omer, he is the bridge between the two. Right, because Shimon Bar Yochai made the Zohar on earth, but he got all the neshamas of the tzaddikim and Eliyahu Navi to come and be mishtatef with him in making the chibur, and that's dafka chibur daika. Right, he made a chibur of Sisrei Torah. And he got the El Yonim to be mishtatif with him, that the Neshama said Tzadikim, Raya Mehimna, Moshe Rabbeinu revealed himself to them in the Chabur Rashbi. El Yonavi came, right, and they made, you know, in the Idra, they opened up, you know, at Pesach, that the Avir of Gan Eden should be there on earth. He synthesized the two, right? Mitata Ela and Ela Latata. It's where the two universes meet, right? And, you know, what he was Zochet to, you know, in his base Medrash, right? And that comes as a continuation of his being a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, that he says Yizaru b'midaisa shemidaisa trumas mitros midos Rabbi Akiva. Right, he went to. It's also stated in Kisvei Ari, and it's also written in the Ramchal and the Adir Bamarim. He went. He ran away to the Ma'ora. He ran away because of Rome. Right, and in the Ma'ora, what did he eat? He ate charuvim. Miloshen chorben. He went arayin right into the depth of the chorben. Right, Charuvim, Lashon Chorban, and he tried to find Koach, bring Koach even there, and that's what the Ramchal says, that the Sefer HaZohar, he did not seal it in his days, as we know, everyone, you know, raises the question, there's names of Amoroim, there's names of even later Doris, he didn't seal the Zohar, it was supposed to be a process for the Dorim Basroim, right? It's supposed to give chizuk to all the later generations. That's why it's always revealed in the later generations. That, you know, he wanted to finish where Rabbi Kiva started, right? To go into the Chorban, and bring the ore of Torah there. And sometimes you need the biggest ore. You need the biggest ore for the biggest darkness. You know, and the darkness is very big. You know, Kedah is a counter. You need the biggest ore to confront the biggest darkness, right? And that's what Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to do. Right? Want to come and bring the ore within the darkness. And right? It says, and Ramchal writes this, that the Sefer HaZohar is besoid teva. It's mamashin ark. Right? Against the mayim azeidonim, right? You open up some pure space, a protective perimeter, and when, you know, when the adversity around you is so strong, you need as a countermeasure the biggest ore, connected the strongest choshech. Right? And it's mamash meant to be ledorim basroin, for the end of generations. What for ikvasud mashiach, for those who are at the end, who are at the bottom, right? And that's saying that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai finished work not on Shavuos during Yemei Omer, in the depth of it. In that the pshat is that he is going to succeed and he's going to finish where Rabbi Akiva started. He's going to finish where Rabbi Akiva started. And with this, we understand, right, that there's no stira in the words of the Ari. The one hand, he's from the Tamim that endured, but on the other hand, he himself died in Yemei Omer because Mitzal made it Rav Kiva Shemesu be Yemei Omer. Right? That the pshat is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is coming to make that bridge. And if you ask, yo, what does Kabbalah teach us that you don't have in pshat? What is the one yesod, the big yesod, right? That there isn't Kabbalah, that there isn't in pshat, right? How the Ra is also a chelik of the Tov. And how the Raz Meshamish Latov, right? That is the one thing that Kabbalah explains that Halacha can't. Because Halacha explains, oh, the Tov is something you should do, the Raz is something to be rejected. In Kabbalah is where you could understand how even the Raz Meshamish Latov, Right? How it's all there, you know, everything's in service of the good. That's what Chochmas Emes teaches. Right? And that's what Shimon Bar Yochai did. Right? And that's a Dover Niflamot, that his this day is Hoyt Shebehoyt. Right? So now, Kayadua, from tomorrow and onwards, which fits with the Minhag HaSfarim, that they stop the Avelos, they take their haircuts on Lamed Dalet Ba'omer. Right? Yeah, yeah. From tomorrow and on, no, not mean today, I'm counting today's Lag Bomer, you know, from Lamed Dalet Ba'omer and onwards, something interesting to see in the Midas is that it's Yesod Shebehod, and as my Rebbe Rachum Lansky pointed out, from that point onwards, it's only Klolim, no Protim. Yesod Shebehod, Malchus Shebehod, and then it's Bechal, Yesod and Malchus, which are Klolim. Because until Hoichabod, it's Pratim. Lo Nagu Kavod Lazer, they weren't getting together. They weren't getting together, right? They weren't. And from the day after Lag Bomer, it's there's togetherness. There's togetherness. It's all Klolim. There's no Pratim anymore. It's either Yesod and Malchus from that point onwards and all the permutations, right? But here's the Kasha. Hoichabod, it's the end of the Pratim. It's still the Pratim. Details. It's not the Klolim yet, where, you know, where everyone's getting together. Right, with the aura of the Achdus, right? Vayich besod, vayich kadega ish echad b'lev echad. It starts from Lamed Dalet Ba'omer. No, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai dies on Hoyt Shebehoyt. Because the pshat is that all those guys, all those kaitzim who were separate, and they were lo nagu kavod lazeh, they appeared, they have to be saved also. They have to be saved also. That Yom Lamed Gimel is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died, finished his work on that day, right? To be the connector between the 32... That couldn't be saved in those days, right? And Hala, which could be saved, he wants to be the connector, right? That his koch is to make the connection. That they should, he should finish what Rabbi Kiva started. That they should be saved also. That all the midas and all the koiches, all the tzotzes, everything should come together and be nichlal, you know, and be nichlal in Or HaTorah. And Chochmas HaKabbalah explains how even the worst things are all letoiv, and they're all part of the grand master plan. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai wanted. Right? So that's why he died in Yemei Omer, like the other Talmidim that died. And yet he's from those who endured, because he wants to make the bridge. And he wants to close the gap. Right? He wants to make the chibur between the 32, right, and those who were saved on this 33rd day. On this wall, that it's only a wall l'ra, but letoiva, it's an open border. Right? To bring it all together, right? To be metakin, and that's what it is. That he died on this day, but he stresses, right? He stresses that I'm not going begreusa lamed. I'm not going mitoch chisaron to the next world. A person who dies mitoch chisaron, that his neshama just had enough of him and is leaving, right? That's bad, right? You know, so I'm not. That's why he darshan on the day of his death. He darshan to show he's going mitoch mal yusa. He's progressing. He's going from the sitra of misa to chayim. And that's this day is Chai Iyar, Orech Chai, says the Maral. Orech Chai, who zochet to Orech Yomim Bimina. They were on the first 32 days, Gematria Kovod, they were Nitvan, Lo Nogu Kovazet, it's Orech Bismola Osher Bekovod. On this day we move to Orech Chai, but he wants to go on this day to Orech Chai. He wants to schlep all those that were left behind. He wants to incorporate them and bring the Sitra of Mavis to Chaim. And that's when he opens up his Drosha. His last drasha is Lo HaMesim Yahaluka. Lo HaMesim Yahaluka. And the last word they said was Chaim, right? That he wants to save all those that were thought they're dead and unsavable. He wants to bring them together. And that's why it's in the Emtz of the Yemei Omer, between the Dinim Koshim and the Dinim Rafim, that everyone should be saved. Everything should be Nichlal Machu Shemaim. That Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who's in the Emtz of Yemei Omer, actualizes and finishes the Avod of Rabbi Akiva. L'chaim.
Hi.